WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We've learned more about the attack on Israel by Iran. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin says the attack was designed to overwhelm Israeli and American air defenses with drones and cruise missiles so ballistic missiles could get through.
U.S. officials tell CBS News five of the ballistic missiles launched by Iran got through Israeli and U.S. air defenses and landed inside Israel, but caused no significant damage. Four hit what U.S. officials say was Iran's primary target, the airfield where Israeli F-35 stealth fighters are based. One hit a runway and another an empty hangar.
A Syracuse, New York police officer and an Onondaga County sheriff's deputy have been shot and killed. They were investigating a report of a stolen vehicle at a house. Police say the shooter's been killed. Jury selection begins in a few hours in the first-ever criminal trial of a former American president. CBS's Chanel Call will be at the courthouse in New York.
Prosecutors and Trump's defense team will begin questioning more than 500 potential Manhattan jurors. They'll need to agree on 12-plus alternates. Twice last week, Trump disparaged his former fixer, Michael Cohen, who already pleaded guilty for campaign finance violations.
Scottie Scheffler has again won the Masters at Augusta National.
His stardom confirmed.
That's Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Scheffler shot 4 under par Sunday to finish 11 under. He says he's now going to turn to something more important than golf.
I can't put into words what it means to win this tournament again. I really can't put it into words what it's going to be like to be a father for the first time. So I'm looking forward to getting home and celebrating with Meredith. And it's been a long week here without her. But I'm just looking forward to getting home.
This is the second time Scheffler has won the tournament in 3 years. A 10-year-old boy has gone back to baseball in Pueblo, Colorado, after suffering a cardiac arrest during a game earlier this year. KKTV's Michelle Wells spoke with Zayden Montoya about his return.
Zayden was released from the hospital in late February, and since then, he's been anxiously waiting to step on the field again.
Being in the hospital for a month straight, barely even being able to walk, makes me really grateful to be on the diamond again.
When his family got the news last week he was cleared to play, Zayden's parents were excited.
He gets to start living again.
Zayden stepped up to the plate for his first at-bat in months, and on just the second pitch,
grateful, very grateful.
Zayden's team won the game. He's planning to play again on Thursday. Tough kid. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Let's get it!
We're taking over, yeah. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Essential Last Crack, a double dip of Last Crack at 8 o'clock every Sunday evening. That is Love Craig, the Last Crack before that, the mighty Last Crack, of course. What is your Essential Last Crack? What are your two songs that you're crazy about when you think about Last Crack? Send me an email. Let me know. We'll get it on the air for you. Jimmy K at civicmedia.us. Essential Last Crack every Sunday at 8 o'clock here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night. Really happy that you can make it. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's time for Rocker's Closet. We're going to go back in time in the Wisconsin music scene. This week for Rocker's Closet, we're only going back to 2010. The Madison music scene was introduced to hard rock groove jams. Subatomic, featuring Brian Mull, Jim Roof, and Sparko, was one of those bands when you saw them live, you would have to pick your jaw up off the floor after they were done. They were just that good. In the past few years, of course, Sparko, he had some health issues preventing him from drumming, but he's getting better, he's getting stronger, and Subatomic, they just made a post that they've been jamming together again, kicking the dust off. Maybe there's a Subatomic show in the future. Maybe they'll put that Subatomic album on vinyl. That would be pretty cool. If I could have one wish, that's what it would be. Let's do a double dip of the mighty Subatomic with the first two songs off their 2010 self-titled album. Here's Sanctum Cerebellum.
Stay. me now. I have given everything away. And I said this to myself. I know that I can wait. Yeah. I have this party.
Maxine on Civic Media, we are local music with Mind Ox and The Whale. I believe that's from 1995. That's an old song there. Double dip of Subatomic before that, Pull Me Under and Sanctum Cerebellum. That's for Rocker's Closet. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night. Appreciate you tuning in this 8 o'clock hour. We got some more classic rock from the Wisconsin music scene on the way. We'll do some Half Past Zero and Bad Boy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated, 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at herbalaspect.com. And by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with over 100-year-old recipes. That sauce, yo, it's really good. Northgate Mall in Madison Northside, delivering northeast and downtown in Madison. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-467. 3017.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
dumb loving like a cat in life. I wanna be driving, but I'm sitting in the back. I step outside, take a look and see. I see four big wheels rolling over me. Roll on like a river, keeps rolling on. Everything is gonna be alright.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music from the early 2000s. That's Half Past Zero out of Madison, Wisconsin, and Home Again. That's from the Devils in Disguise album, which I love that album. They're all friends of mine, too. Tom Flesch on bass, Blood on the Walls, bro. Bad Boy before that, Thunder and Lightning. Of course, that's their quintessential song, Bad Boy. That song was played on the radio all over the place for a little bit. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to your Sunday night. I'm Jimmy K. Live in the Lair. Encore performance coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, let's do some Sexy Esther, eh? This is Mr. Moon on Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Chasing innocent madmen.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's always a crowd favorite right there. Magic 7 and Julio. I think that was out in 1997 or something like that. Sexy Esther before that. And Mr. Moon. You know, I was just thinking, as much as we call out for you, artists, bands, to send us your new music at music@civicmedia.us, we also want your old stuff, too. This hour, this 8 o'clock hour on Sunday nights, I'm kind of tailoring it to a classic throwback hour for Max Inc. So, I mean, we played a bunch of songs already tonight that are pretty old. We'd love to get that, kind of revisit those songs every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. You can send me your suggestions or your tracks if you have them, music@civicmedia.us. Be happy to get those songs on the air for you. And it's great to hear them, too. Dust them off out of Rocker's Closet, you know. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear the encore presentation of Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Last night, the Mascot Theory was in the studio, and they were just awesome. It was a great interview, great live performance. You're going to really like it. And I'm back at 10 o'clock to host Max Inc. Heavy. M. Shell is checking in with an interview with Apex Aurora. That's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. In the meantime, let's do some West Side Andy and Liquor Store Blues. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media Sunday night.
Thank you. One day I came home. She said, Billy, you ain't living here no more. I'm going to the liquor store, baby, right now.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufeks started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufeks charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.